Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We've done our homework over the past several years and through our building planning teams and culture and climate surveys, we have assessed that cellular phones have become a distraction in the classroom. They've taken away from the learning process. And we felt it prudent this year to make a change towards a way for the day policy through our research. And the reason why we chose an away for the day policy this year was because every student for the first time in the high school would have access to Chromebooks in each and every classroom. So we do want to obviously teach digital citizenship, but we also want to teach it responsibly and under the auspice of our care. So often personal cell phone use would get in the way of that.
I'm wondering what some of the options when you were thinking this out, what would have been something that gave you pause to this policy? Were there any reasons you guys thought of to keep cell phones in classrooms?
In the past, certainly they have been a benefit depending on the teacher and the instructional lesson or practice. And in fact, and sometimes aided in embedded instruction. So with the means of our technology blossoming here at the school and with us being able to purchase more technology and our infrastructure being enhanced and beefed up, we are now able to provide that on our own, again, under the school filter and under our watch.
Now, I'm guessing students will know this coming into school. That being said, though, the first few weeks or days maybe, how are you expecting this to go over?
Believe it or not, we did do culture and climate surveys use survey tools to get in front of this last spring. We started with that work at the end of April, continued it through the first 3 weeks of May with an open survey, not only to the school community, parents, students, and so on and so forth. And we ascertained that we do have a lot of support for it. I couldn't really put a mark on what that percentage may be, but I could tell you we have a lot of support for it. I could also tell you that we have a lot of people in disagreement with it. We have many parents that will disagree with it too because of personal contact and the ability to contact their son or daughter at will via text or other means of electronic communication during the school day. So that being said, we also have the same, I think, at least the same level of support for it, that we want to, maintain the vigilance of school being the center for learning and, make sure that we have nothing interfering with that.
I'm sure you talk with other principals and superintendents. How big of an issue is this amongst the leaders in school districts and high schools across Western New York? I'd have to imagine everybody's talking about this in some way, shape, or form.
I think that, I did converse a lot with our neighboring principals through our principals group. It is certainly one of the biggest issues that they deal with in their schools. It brings a great deal of problems with it, but it also is one of those very contentious issues. And I think that there's some trepidation, frankly, on trying to tread this way. I know that our school superintendent vetted that those same thoughts with his fellow superintendents in the area when we were considering doing this through our building planning teams. And those school improvement teams suggestions echoed loudly with the superintendent. He brought those concerns to the area superintendents as well. And I think it's a really large issue. It's just one of those things that I think there's some trepidation on how to handle and what the best means of dealing with it is. Because for as much as it can be a tool of success for you, it can also be a tool of hindrance for you. If you allow students to use phones at will during the day.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.